I'm Jason Lucky, and I farm in partnerships with my brother and nephew, and I'm from a little town just 10 miles north of Jackson, Tennessee, which is the bigger town, but Humboldt, Tennessee. And I'm a row crop farmer, corn, beans, cotton, wheat, and beef cattle.
And have come out of denial and recognized that weed resistance is an issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the first thing they say is you're going to think that you don't have a problem until you have a problem. And in 2008, I experienced the Palmer amaranth and have been fighting it religiously since 2008.
You are here in Ohio at the Weed Resistance Workshop sharing your message. What are you hoping these folks that are in attendance will take back home with them?
Well, I'm hoping to stress the importance of the residuals. I see the activity. I was 100% Roundup man myself back in the day, and as you see, I've seen the programs come along, and if you get the residuals down, I've seen fields that were lost and had to destroy them. But if you'll get a residual down, you can stay on top of it. You can manage the escapes. But if you don't get a residual down, then you may just end up with a total loss and having to destroy it and go another route. But that residual is an important, not only for combating a resistance issue, but protecting a crop. And that's eventually what, you're out here to make the most you can. And so that's, pretty important is to get a residual. And not only that, but to layer residuals. Come back with an in-season, over-the-top residual. So hopefully that's what we're trying to stress. And as a proponent of the system and been practicing the system for several years now, it does work.
You also talked about the need to bring in chopping crews at one point.
Yeah, I've had, like I said, in 2008 I had my first Palmer, managed it, and from 2008 until 2010 I managed it, the few escapes I could chop myself. But in 2011 I had 400 acres that was just beyond what me and my brother and my nephew could chop, and I had to hire just a chopping crew, about 8 to 10 people that just came out and loaded their hose up and over about 400 acres. Took them a good 10 days, but they stayed after it and got it cleaned up.
And the per acre cost is quite varied, really.
Yeah, if in my situation it was more than I wanted to chop, and I was able to get it from $21 to $25 an acre. Well, I've heard I'm about 40 miles due east of the Mississippi River, and the chopping crews that are working over there, I'm hearing they're paying $60 to $70 to $80 an acre because it's just, more a worse problem against the river over there.
Jason, let me ask, how likely is Palmer amaranth to become a significant problem here in Ohio?
As I said earlier, I never dreamed I'd have the problem due to my rotation, and I was trying to, I kept the residuals in my corn program, and so I thought, if I go to a corn program every 2 or 3 years back in and use some good atrazines, use a good residual deal in the corn, I'll keep that out. But I'm here to tell you that's not a good, and seeing it, hearing it about riding on combines into Michigan, and now they got the problem, and that they think they trace back to some combines that came from kind of my area. And also seeing I had some experiences with chicken litter, and I think I've seen the chicken houses in here, these guys. And if you get soybean meal out of the south that maybe came through, and you think, that couldn't be. Well, I can't think of any other reason that I got it other in a pasture. But the year after I spread chicken litter, I had a fall application of chicken litter. And, you hear all these situations, and I think it's inevitable that you're going to find it somewhere on something, because the way we trade equipment back and forth and you ship your soybeans up north to the chicken houses or the things that we do, turkey houses and things, it's just inevitable that it's coming. I'm glad you guys hadn't had it to this point, but I feel someday it's going to show up.
Jason, I appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes visiting with us about your experience there in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it.